This is Dakota Datebook for January 31st. On this date, in 1993, Gwinner, North Dakota residents were supposed to watch Buffalo Bills player Phil Hansen, a native of nearby Oaks, play in the Super Bowl. Instead, they were rudely awakened at 6:30 a.m. by a loud explosion and fire. Many thought the small town of less than 700 people was under attack. Instead, the flames that shot 60 to 70 feet into the air was caused by an exploding 15,000-gallon propane tank at the Bobcat factory. A faulty panel on the tank caused propane to leak and ignite, launching the tank 150 yards away like a rocket. The explosion and flames damaged nearby houses, cars, and trees. The main power line into town was destroyed, cutting power for the entire town. 150 firefighters from surrounding towns quickly arrived. The gas from four other propane tanks was allowed to burn off to prevent further explosions. The fire lasted 12 hours. When it became apparent that electricity was not going to be restored soon, the entire town was evacuated. Most residents went to stay with nearby family and friends. 40 National Guard troops from Fargo and Wahpeton came in to patrol the town to prevent looting and to close Highways 13 and 32. Volunteers from the Red Cross made hot meals for the emergency personnel. Trucks came in to take away $25,000 worth of frozen food from McKeever's SuperValu to prevent thawing due to the power outage. Over 780 people worked at the factory, but the explosion happened on a Sunday, so only a handful were present, and only one person was injured. Ron Narum, a mechanic, was about 100 yards away from the explosion. He was in a forklift, which provided a measure of protection. He ran from the fire, escaping with first-degree burns on his face and a singed mustache. He was taken to St. Luke's Hospital in Fargo and quickly recovered. Electricity was restored to Gwinner by Monday morning, and employees returned to work at the factory on Tuesday. Sadly, for those who did get a chance to watch the Super Bowl, the Buffalo Bills lost. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Trista Razor Stursa. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.